In the lunchtime edition, a group of former DLP members, including ex-president Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, considering forming a new political party. A new national political survey in the field, with the results to be revealed in a matter of weeks. Some key political decisions could depend on the outcome. Pine residents optimistic, they promised, increased presence of police will quell the recent gun violence, but some residents say they are yet to see any significant change. Tributes flow at the passing of former DLP Senator Arnie Walters, and it's Inauguration Day in the U.S. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, there is the possibility that a group of former Democratic Labour Party members could form a new political party by the time the next general election comes around, but no definitive decision has been made. And Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, the man likely to head the group, is still non-committal about his political future. Starcom Network News understands that forming a new political entity to challenge the Barbados Labour Party in the next election is one of the options being considered by a number of people who have either resigned or been expelled from the opposition DLP. Starcom's sources also indicate that a new political survey is currently being conducted, with the results to be revealed in a matter of weeks. And this could significantly influence a number of political decisions, including whether a new party is formed. When contacted, the expelled former DLP president, Dr. Yearwood, denied knowledge of any such survey and insisted that he had made no decision about his political future. However, he was keeping his options open.
To be honest, I do not know. I really do not know what role I will play. There's so many factors at bay, and it's a matter of being able to have some time to think on it, to pray on it, if I'm being really, really serious about it, because it's a big decision. It's one that's going to affect everything in my life, and I have to really take a little bit of time and start to make that decision. But the fact is, every day when I'm out and about or through friends or others, people are asking, what are you doing? When are you going to make a decision? When are you going to come to the people? Because the people of Barbados need hope, and they're currently not getting that from these two parties that we have, in particular the so-called opposition party. So they're looking for others, and they're looking for other leadership to come forward, and in time a decision will have to be made.
But Dr. Yearwood makes it clear he sees a need for a political alternative.
Political pundits all across the spectrum, they all seem to agree that there is need for an alternative voice in Barbadian politics. And at this moment, the current mouthings and the current formation of the DLP is not cutting it. So that's not Ronnie Yearwood saying that. That's just what it is. So there has to be room for that voice. And when the time comes, those of us who can will have to step forward one way or the other. It's a daunting task. It's a lot of work, but a decision will have to be made in the fullness of time.
Former DLP President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. Some residents of the Pine St. Michael say they are yet to see any major change to the already existing police presence in that area, but hope the announced measures will help quell the gun violence. Attorney General Dale Marshall over the weekend announced that more officers will be deployed at the Pine. This follows a series of shootings.
As far as I'm concerned, right now they got a police outpost right there, but we still getting a lot of things happening. You understand what I'm saying? But I still thankful that, you know, the same police, you know, to keep the place a little safe, you know, that kind of thing.
Listen, that's what you talk. You want to see it. I want to hear you want to see it. When they say it, I can believe it. You understand? But if I'm saying it, I can't believe it. I want to see it. Don't talk it. Let me see it happening. Same police with everything. Same police with everything. Yeah? The same police with everything. Yeah? The boy come out, the different.
Another resident wondered how much impact the increased police presence would have.
Police can be all over the place, you understand? The police is coming, things done. The police don't stop things. Police can't stop things happening. You think anything happen, the police come after, you understand me? More police ain't going to solve much. people got to get together in the community and solve their own problems. You understand?
Residents of the Pine, St. Michael, in the lunchtime edition. Former Democratic Labour Party Senator Arnie Walters has died. Mr. Walters was an industrial relations and human resources specialist who served as Minister of State with responsibility for employment, labor relations, and the social partnership in the administration of the late Prime Minister David Thompson. He passed away yesterday at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital after being warded there since December. Former DLP Senate colleague Maxine McLean described Mr. Walters as a giant in the field of industrial relations.
He stood tall, literally and figuratively, as somebody who understood the industrial relations landscape, the issues of human resource management, and made his contribution there. It is with sadness that I learnt of his passing, and I trust that his wife Anita, his children, his brother Ken, and others will take solace in the fact that his life was a full life, one in which he gave much to this country and to which they and of which they could be very proud.
Also paying tribute was historian and trade unionist Robert Bobby Morris, a close friend and former primary school classmate of Mr. Walters.
Arnie Walters was one of the best HR practitioners in Barbados, operating in both the public sector as well as the private sector. So he will certainly be remembered for his work at the Barbados Employers Confederation. He will also be remembered for the work that he did as a politician. Balanced, very fair, and always a person of principle. So we have lost a very good person.
Another close friend, Randolph Outram, remembers Mr. Walters as an exceptional human being.
Arnie was one of the best human beings that I have met on earth. Arnie was a man who knew his job very well. He was an industrial relations and employment specialist first and foremost, and I would say a politician last of all. He became a member of the government because of, as Minister of Labour, because of his industrial relations and employment skills.
Randolph Outram, a friend of the late Arnie Walters. Donald Trump has arrived at the Capitol to be sworn in as the 47th U.S. President. Former U.S. presidents and their wives have arrived in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration. Following his swearing in, Mr. Trump is set to declare a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, declare some drug cartels as terrorists, and scrap government diversity programs. Meantime, ahead of Mr. Trump entering office, Mr. Biden, the outgoing president, has issued preemptive pardons for several figures who were threatened with criminal prosecution. Those people include COVID-19 response chief Dr. Anthony Fauci and the members of the January 6 riot investigation to prevent what he called an unjustified and politically motivated prosecution. Our top stories. A group of former Democratic Labour Party DLP members, including the ex-president Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, considering forming a new political party to contest the next general elections. A new national political survey is in the field, with the results to be revealed in a matter of weeks, and some key political decisions could depend on the outcome. Pine St. Michael residents optimistic the promised increased police presence will quell the recent gun violence, but some residents say they are yet to see any significant change in the police profile in the area. Tributes flow at the passing of the former DLP Senator and Minister Arnie Walters. It's inauguration day in the U.S. as President-elect Trump heads to the Capitol for his swearing-in. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397. to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.